This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk.
Dave, these high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
It is time for shoe swap, but before we do that, we've already got... It's just rolling in, Dave. It's just rolling in. People really want to talk to their younger selves.
They really do. I mean, every now and then we do sort of look back in life and go, you know, that was just so insignificant.
Yeah.
If I could turn back time, if I had the opportunity to speak to like a younger, you know, my younger self, I would tell them not to worry. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Megan has SMSed into us.
She says, if I could speak to my younger self, I'd tell myself not to stress so much over VCE and have more fun. You guys rock.
Girl, I feel you. I mean, VCE for me was stressful. I think being inherently, you know, born to an Asian family, that, you know, the pressure is there to perform.
Yeah.
Even though I'm really hardly academic.
I think you're very academic in your own way, Dave.
Yeah, you know, in a sense that I don't really study. But, you know, another thing that I've sort of struggled over the years is my sort of sense of direction. Now, I was always told that men tend to have a better sense of direction than women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if gay men are necessarily included in that, you know, sort of species.
Yeah, well, are we going to talk about stereotypes?
But, you know, okay, look, I have to admit, when it comes to driving, I'm not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I can get there. But when it comes to actually walking, like, you know, sort of wandering the city, and you know what? I didn't know this about myself until I actually, you know, went and traveled by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary. The first day I was by myself, I literally walked around in circles. And I was just like, I want my friend back. I need someone to tell me where to go.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I'm holding a map and I could still literally like walk the opposite direction of where I'm meant to go. When I'm in Singapore, that was the scariest part, because the thing about Singaporeans is, and I don't mean to stereotype, but mm-hmm. based on my personal experience and actually talking to locals,
yeah.
One night I went out clubbing in Singapore and I met a bunch of people, and we sort of got lost. So we started asking some of the random locals that were walking down the street, you know, which way the train station
was. Is this at night time?
This is at night
time. I find night time is a difficult time to get directions that are accurate.
Yeah, you know, you can't really see the full landscape sometimes.
Yeah.
And every other building and traffic light looks the same.
Yes.
But, you know, we sort of asked a couple of locals and they sort of hesitated and then pointed us to the wrong direction, which we, of course, later discovered. And then my, you know, friend that, you know, that I met that night, he was living in Singapore and he just said, look, the thing with Singaporeans is that if they don't know directions, they like to act like they know so they don't lose face.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a pride thing, is, you know, it's, you know, so they would tell you, oh, go that way when they're really not sure. So his tip was, if they look uncertain, just say thank you.
And then go the opposite way.
Exactly. But, you know, it really didn't help the fact that I suck with directions. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jade, you're so inherently good with, you know, navigating yourself around places that I thought I should sit down with you, you know, sometime this week and, you know, really get some tips on how to not get lost as easily as, you know, I usually am. So one of the tips that I sort of come up with myself, this is probably a bit outside your own, you know,
mm-hmm.
your capacity, but I happen to find, ladies and gentlemen, if you turn the map around, it actually helps. Okay. Now, normally I have pretty good imagination. I could sort of go, okay, I'm meant to go down here and then turn left without actually having to turn the map and go, I'm standing here and I am facing this building. So I shall walk down this street and then turn left. You know, I normally don't have to do that, but sometimes it helps to turn the map around. Another point that I realized was, you know, everyone sort of, every single person has their own way of remembering things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is particularly vital when you're trying to find your way back, you know, a particular place and all that. And you really have to search yourself, whether you're a hard facts kind of person or you're more of a sights and sounds kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is some people actually work by numbers. As you mentioned, Jade, your partner, Katie, she navigates by numbers.
Yes, she does. She remembers things like, you know, if we're on, if we're trying to get someone where she'll remember the number of the tram and also the number of the stop of the tram or, you know, the number of the bus. You know, she doesn't...
She's numerically inclined.
Yes, or, you know, the names of the streets or whatever. But I go by the way...
Sights.
Yeah, the sights.
And me too.
Like, I'll relate something to, oh, yeah, that's kind of near there, which is over there, and I remember that park and, you know, that.
And I happen to think that my mum is also quite numerically inclined because she'll always go, yeah, it's down that road, you know, I told you to count the traffic lights.
Yeah.
It's the third traffic light. I'm just like, oh, you mean the one that is across from that big oak tree?
Yeah.
Like, you know, people don't have oak trees in their gardens all the time, really. There's just one in the whole neighborhood.
It just depends on what your, like, how your brain works. Like, I don't function well when numbers are involved.
Yeah, you know, I'm a sights and sound person as well, Jade. Yeah. So I have to agree that I actually have to look at the landmark and, you know, maybe the color of the building or, you know, sometimes I just go by the actual smell of the place, which is so weird. But I just go, I know that place is near a cafe and it always smells like that. So this is the right alleyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny, but, you know, we find our own way. And I actually put myself to a test at some point this week as well to try to wander the CBD and sort of find my way through the laneways.
Yes.
Based on your tips, Jade.
Yes.
And found that I did quite okay.
Well, you know, Melbourne is a grid, so it's a lot easier.
Look, I appreciate that. Thank you for that, you know, underwhelming response. It's a grid system and it is hard to get lost.
It's the grid system, I think, I guess that's why I feel like I know Melbourne pretty well, is the grid system. It's a lot easier to kind of, you know, picture things because you know that Queen Street is here and Elizabeth Street is here and that means that King Street is here and that means that William Street is here. But the other thing that I find is you can't be scared to go on that adventure. You can't be scared to get lost or to just, you know, follow that tram to the end of the line, to follow that train to the end of the line, to go on the bus that's going in the opposite direction because you kind of...
You know you can always go back, though.
Yeah, you know you can always go back. And you also, in doing so, you learn more about, oh, okay, now I know where I am because I recognize that. Even though it might, you know, you find roundabout ways of finding things.
That's a really good advice, Jade. So don't be afraid to get on that random tram.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that bus that goes nowhere because, you know, who knows, you might actually broaden more of your scope of the place.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, still giving away, you know, we've got an opportunity here to give away a Michael Jackson CD.
Yeah.
If you're one of the very few people in the world left to not own a Michael Jackson's greatest hits, you know you want the King of Pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 20 tracks as voted by Australian fans.
Yes.
Which is so different.
We probably should
other
mention
fans.
Things like, you know, making sure that you include a contact phone number.
Exactly.
And you have to be a Joy member.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I can't just keep it for myself or
yes, exactly.
get my mum to ring up. But, you know, the SMS is 0427JOY949. Keep it coming with what you would tell yourself, a younger version of yourself, if you had the opportunity to turn back time. What would you tell them? You're listening to Different Strokes. And coming up next for Shoe Swap, Jade, it's your turn.
Oh, it's all about the goldfish.
Absolutely. This is Lady Gaga. If you're not a fan of the week yet, if you're not a fan, sorry, of the show yet.
Become a fan. You know, if you type in Different Strokes, DIFFRENT, into the Facebook search engine, you can bring up our page. And you can become a fan of us there, or you can track us down on MySpace Different Strokes. It's myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio. Or you can podcast listen through iTunes.
Mm-hmm. And now apparently are we on the Joy website as well?
Our blog is on the Joy website. It's joy.org.au, and you can find our blog there, and it's always kind of it's a gossip column / interesting stories. Mm-hmm. And you can, if you go down the side panel, you can actually find the list of our podcasts and all of that down there if you'd like.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.